Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. In our gospel today, we hear of the call of the first disciples, and it teaches us a lot about our own call to discipleship, because at the heart of our faith, at the heart of who we are as Christians and as Catholics, is meant to be discipleship, that we are believers and followers in Jesus Christ, that our faith is not just about an idea or a philosophy or things that we believe about God. Our faith is about a person, and it's about our relationship with that person, because it's our relationship with Christ that saves us, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that leads us to eternal life. And so we have to know what discipleship entails and what it requires. And I think we can learn a few important lessons from this encounter in the gospel. Because discipleship begins with an encounter. The first apostles, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, they meet Jesus. They encounter him. And it's in that meeting that they begin to follow him. Have you met Jesus Christ? Have you encountered him? Do you know him? Because if we haven't met him, if we don't know him, how can we follow him? How can we be his disciple? Because our faith proclaims that Jesus is not just some idea or some, you know, person that lived 2,000 years ago, but he is alive. He is risen from the dead. That he reigns in heaven, but that he's also present to us at every moment of our life. He's present to us above all in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, and we are able to have a personal encounter with him. Have you? And if you feel like you haven't, are you seeking that? Are you pursuing that? Because it doesn't just happen on its own. Jesus said, seek and you will find. If we seek him, we will find him, and we will come to know him. And that will lead to us, hopefully, answering this call to follow him, to be his disciple. But we see something about discipleship in this gospel. When the apostles have this incredible encounter with our Lord, when they bring in this huge catch of fish after laboring all night and catching nothing, but at Jesus' specific command, they bring in this huge, unnatural, supernatural, you could say, catch of fish. They leave everything and follow him. Now, most disciples are not called to do that in a literal way, in the sense that we're not, most of us are not called just to drop whatever we're doing, leave our career, leave our home, and go off and be missionaries in some third world country or something like that. Some disciples are. But there's a lesson that we can learn in this for all of us. Discipleship entails valuing Christ above all. And discipleship can't just be one aspect of our life. We can't compartmentalize our faith. We can't just be disciples on Sunday morning. But discipleship means giving everything to him, putting everything at the service of the one that we call Master and Lord. Heard an expression from a speaker at a conference I went to last month that illustrates this really well. He said, there's no such thing as a half disciple. A half disciple is no disciple. But too often, I think we could all honestly admit that we're half disciples. But Jesus wants more from us. And in us giving him more, we receive more. You see, every aspect of our life should be ordered towards Our discipleship, our relationship with Christ, our work. It's not just about the income that it brings us, or it's not just about us enjoying the work that we do. Family life, school, our pastimes, our hobbies, all of them need to be part of how we live out our discipleship. That's what can give them a purpose and a value that transcends this world. Because everything we do should be for the glory of God. Where you are right now in your life, with the people, with the vocation, with the career, that's where Christ is calling you to be a disciple. But he's calling you to be all in. We see another aspect of discipleship, though, in this encounter, in this story, is the apostles, they leave everything and they follow Jesus. And what does Jesus say to them? You will be fishers of men. And the apostles devote the rest of their life to proclaiming the gospel. Being a disciple means being willing to share with others the joy that we have experienced, the love that we have experienced. It means not keeping it to yourself. But all of us in some way are called to be evangelists and missionaries, to proclaim our discipleship to the world. And we know that's hard for us. We know that's sometimes scary. And as Catholics, we really don't do a very good job of proclaiming our faith to other people, of talking to people about Jesus, of inviting people to church. And we need to get better at that. And I think we can learn a couple quick lessons from this encounter, from this story. Is the apostles had spent all night laboring, toiling, trying to bring in a catch, and they failed. But at the command of Jesus, when they obeyed him, and by his divine power, they brought in this huge catch. I think that teaches us a couple things. One is our success in sharing the gospel and sharing our faith and inviting people to consider Christ and his church is primarily dependent upon God and upon his grace. That's why it needs to be a part of our prayer. That's why we need to pray for the wisdom and the grace to say the words that God wants us to say, because so often I think we feel like, well, I don't know what to say, or, you know, I don't know how to explain this, or I don't want to get in an argument. And we allow our human limitations to prevent us. But we're called not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on God. Because when we invite that person or say that word, or whatever it is God is putting on our heart, if we do it out of obedience to him, then it will bear incredible fruit. But we also see the importance of the apostles persevering. They spent all night laboring. They could have just given up and thrown in the towel. One of the things you'll quickly experience if you try to more actively share your faith, or maybe invite people to church, or invite them to some religious thing, is you'll fail a lot. People will say no. You have to be okay with that, and you have to persevere. You can't just ask somebody once, because they'll say no the first time, and maybe the fifth time, and maybe the tenth time. But maybe on the 100th time, they'll say yes. You have to persevere. And I think it's so important for us that as disciples, we take up this responsibility. Think about how many people you know in this community that are Catholic and don't come to Mass. Or maybe used to be Catholic, joined another church. Maybe they don't believe in God at all. Maybe they don't go to church. Who is going to reach them? You. You are the one that God wants to use to reach those people. Because you're the ones working with them. You're the ones running into them in the grocery store. You're the one seeing them at the game. You're the one in their life that God wants to use to be an instrument, to spread the gospel, to build up the kingdom, to bring people back to Christ. And if you don't do it, who will? They're probably never going to run into me on the street or in the grocery store or Father Joseph. There's so many people that a priest will never encounter. You're the ones who have the opportunity in your everyday life to invite people. And if we all answer that call, God will bring in a great catch, and many souls will come to know him. And that should be one of the main goals of our life, to help more people come to know the beauty and the goodness and the truth and the love that we have experienced from Jesus Christ. So let us answer the call. Let us have faith and courage and pray that God would give us the grace and the wisdom and the humility to take the risk of talking about Jesus with somebody, of asking them if they know him, of inviting them to church. If we put out into the deep, if we obey that command of our Lord to lower the nets, then like Peter and the apostles, by God's grace, we can bring in a great catch of souls.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.